Thanks for tuning in to another Revealing Better Results podcast. This is show and episode number 115, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's podcast is being presented by EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course. And our sponsors today are Blackstar Fund, LLLP.com. Business owners and entrepreneurs, head over to BlackstarFundLLLP.com for all of the B2B connections and services you'll need to run your enterprise efficiently. BlackstarFundLLLP.com. And also sponsoring is the Black Star Political Party Movement. Head over to blackstar.eprn.us. If you're in support of Foundational Black America's Reparations Agenda. And enjoy your mornings with your select blend of exquisite coffee. Go to exquisitecoffee.shop and order from a wide selection of exquisite coffee and teas. Place your order today and order your select blend at exquisitecoffee.shop. I have a great podcast for you all today, and I'll focus on business, economics, and the current political drama. I'll reveal better results with some solutions among all the talk and all the confusion. So stay tuned in right here to Revealing Better Results. I'll be right back right after a couple of fun commercials and music selections. Stay tuned in. Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time. And in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Blackstar Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online. Or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
L-O-G. Streetwise. I don't wake up thinking who gon' help me, bitch, who gon' stop me. Get the fuck on my yard, grab a copy. Rag son asked me if I ever speak the name of his father. He developed this efficient author. Grab all the magnificent, different nigga. Equivalent to get your face stomped with boots on my West Baltimore shit. Give me the loot. It's them DP giants, efficient salute.
I'm hungry, got a taste for some shit that I never ate. Homesick for a place I ain't been. Slippery Crook was never the type to take off a friend. When niggas make off a pack, I make off a pen. Efficient henchmen, they killing them every quarter. Small fish seek sanctuary in shallow waters. It's a change in the game, I see these clones common. But dirt platoons maroon on our own island.
I banished the English language in the realm, but the vanquished spell was cast upon the planet. Cast fell amongst the banished, I dwell amongst the vanished. Held the tongue of anguish under the number canvas. Left wondering for answers, dark smother my lancing. Thoughts troubled, I'm chanting, heart rumble, sharp struggle. Heart strumming in hell's chasms. Imagine the passion of a phantom assassin. Going after the sons of Adam, the splatter.
Up next, the nutty professor, my science is efficient. Harmonize the scenery like sirens in the distance. I gotta keep my eye on the environment statistics, cause I'm trying to die rich on the island in the Pacific. Your neck hurt, I'm turning experts to assistants. Do the dirty work like Lambeer for the Pistons. OG streetwise, star be the reason the beat dies. Your regular flowing, I deep sea dive.
Boom bap, killer supreme. I don't rhyme no more, I eat tracks.
I mentioned nothing but
real shit presenting.
Boom bap, killer supreme.
The streets scream, they fiend, they want that real. I'm the doctor taking orders, pushing lead like pills. 100 grams for 100 hands, supply and demand. Some ain't never felt before, they don't understand. They not fam, so they can't relate. See the bloodline's great, from Jersey to London to Sunshine State, to HQ with great views, Paris to place. Efficient's one of the best, so this pedigree straight.
Passport stamped out, overseas hip hop is mapped out. France and Japan, I bring the raps out. I gotta have it, East Coast savage. Verbal sociopath spitting like automatics. On a hot summer day while the kids play by the pump. Violent samples in the background slump. Homies in dark alleyways, Queens Globetrotter. I sun whack rappers and father they hope a son.
I didn't do it unaided, paraded soon as I made it. Current don't sound dated, unabated, we underrated. All brothers even though we unrelated. Throw up my tag, it's desecrated. Cause you hate it, food for thought. Let the chef plate it. It's underground, you gotta dig deep and excavate it. As stated previously, we the best who made it. Long awaited, still here while the rest are faded.
Boom bap, killer supreme. I don't rhyme no more, I eat tracks.
I mentioned but the real shit presenting.
Supreme.
Hello Miami, here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for fantasy highlight. They're logging on to fantasyhighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at fantasyhighlight.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to betrivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to betrivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Still saying that you like cable, my mic cable never tangles.
Yeah.
It's a view to a kill from some better angles. My conscience speaks nonsense. You that dude from the Ville, don't let him change you. But understand, man, I gotta evolve.
evolve and transcend to my problems are properly solved. Yeah, and when they solved, I'll be back soon. This shit is hard like playing Black Moon in the back room.
Going all around the world, man, we're gonna eat. All this love from the fans that we're gonna meet. Marco on the board, Primo on the beat. All I'm trying to say is that we're gonna eat. Gonna eat. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna eat, gonna eat. Understand, man, we're gonna eat, gonna eat.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna eat. Yo, I don't write until the Beatles say it's meant for me. And if it don't happen rightfully, it wasn't meant to be. Everything eventually, buck like a century. I'm going hunting all the animals that sent to me. I felt pressure in the places that were packed in. Looking back, just a fraction of the places that I seen that raised all my principles, made me to what I am. My step role is critical. I rep original, it's hard to find a box to fit me. Trying in dark to find locks, that's tricky. Like a song from DMC and Reverend Run. JMJ, never fade away and never done. Never let the one who hold envious traits enter your space, that'll be the end to your day. I mean, we all need a team.
Mic check, 1, 2.
What's the point of having dogs not supporting your dreams? I got a lot to see.
Going all around the world, man, we're gonna eat. All this love from the fans that we're gonna meet. Marco on the board, Primo on the beat. All I'm trying to say is that we're gonna eat, gonna eat. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna eat, gonna eat. Understand, man, we're gonna eat.
Gotta get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Gotta get a plate now.
And yo, evolve and transcend. But always keep it tucked like trans men. Everywhere this man's been, fans know my catalog thicker than Land's End. See, y'all ain't ready, but listening heavy. Y'all hate these cats, but y'all wish for Eddie. Delirious, so they dissing and petty. Cause I'm divine. Malcolm X giving kisses to Betty. Yeah, it's from my wife and my daughter as well. That's all my life, I ain't going to jail. I can't be sleep on the floor in a cell. I'd rather be on a tour with Estelle. I evolved, it was mandatory. Cause I could see that God planned it for me. This is me, understand my story. Me and Ev over Preem, it's a whole different category.
Gotta get a plate now. Gotta get a plate now.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Welcome back to the second segment of Revealing Better Results Podcast, show number 115. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we are going to focus on business. Well, more so on political and economics of what's going on today in the current political arena and the world economic situations that are happening out there. And a couple points from here, the United States as well. We're going to be talking about the false narrative of Ukraine winning the war against Russia. I have some points to share. We'll be talking about the economy and the impending dollar collapse. We'll also be talking about the flipped political witch hunt that's actually taking place right now. The flipped political witch hunt. And we're also seeing crime increase. And I'll have some solutions, and I'll have a clip to play from Fox News, Fox Business, regarding the crime increase and what citizens in the U.S. are doing now to, you know, kind of stem and curve the increase in crime around the nation. And, you know, well, beginning here with the false narrative of the Ukraine and winning the war against Russia right now, and the mainstream media is not telling the real narrative of how the U.S. is sending weapons and money, and it's all being confiscated or destroyed. The Ukraine is surrounded. They're surrounded, and their military is decimated. Reports have been told that in the mainstream media, even in the mainstream media, reports are coming out that over 200,000 have been killed, and that's practically all of Ukraine's military. And Russia has also turned off Ukraine's energy supply lines. And in the economic war, in the global economic war, Putin and Russia, they're planning on doing the same thing to Europe. They're planning on turning off all the gas in Europe here in the near future. And Putin is saying that he's not accepting any currency except currencies that are backed by gold and tangibility, gold and precious metals. And Putin's now working with Brazil, India, China, South Africa, and with Russia included. This forms the BRICS nations. B-R-I-C-S, BRICS. And that's all of this coming together with Russia right in the middle. It's leading up to the economy and impending dollar collapse. And Russia and China are now demanding that goods and services be paid for in gold and tangibility, gold and precious metals. The ruble is now being backed by gold, as well as the Chinese yuan. So there you have it, the two nations connecting together, and they're not going to accept US dollars. And the reason being is that the US dollar, it's only backed by confidence. It's not backed by gold. We've been taken off the gold standard since 1971 or 72. One of those years when Nixon came on the news and announced that you need to protect the dollar against the precious metals speculators. And from that point on in the 70s till now, well, till currently, the U.S. has been removed from using the gold standard to back the currency. So this is a primary reason why people globally, no matter what currency you have, but especially for U.S. citizens, you'll need to get to work and start saving up your stored savings that were stored in dollars. Your savings account, you need to flip that into gold and silver, because it's tangible, it has a value, and it rises in value as the U.S. dollar's purchasing power continues to decrease. And you can head on over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and hit the Bullion Bank Now Open button or link, and can check out the selection. Make your choices. BlackStarFundLLLP.com. Hit the Bullion Bank Now Open link. And moving on here, we see in the news, and well, what's not being shared in the mainstream media news is the flipped political witch hunt that special prosecutor Mr. Durham is leading right now. And the witch hunt is the flipped witch hunt is actually taking place, and the previous the actual witch hunt where nothing was there, it forced the government, while President Trump was in office, forced them to search high and low, and they didn't find any criminal evidence whatsoever. Now, that whole circus has flipped around into an actual hunt for criminals within the government. And now Biden, his son, and his brother, they're going to be facing treason soon. You know, their little money laundering operations in the Ukraine, it's not working out so well for them. And, you know, there's nowhere to run. And I'm not sure if former president of Japan, Shinzo Abe's assassination is part of all of this political theater endgame, but, you know, President Abe did form a friendship with Putin and Trump, and so this may be even more evidence against the corrupt Biden administration. And we're also seeing here in the U.S. that crime continues to increase in select areas around the nation. And everybody's wondering what's going on, what's happening, why is this happening? There's looting, there's robbery, there's violent assaults. And, you know, citizens are... seeing the light, and they're protecting themselves, and they're protecting themselves at all times. So I'm going to play a little clip here from Fox News. It's about 5 minutes long, and it'll give you some insight onto, you know, what's going on and how the citizens of the U.S. are taking back their power, taking back their freedom.
Welcome back to the show, Congressman Jeff Van Drew from House Homeland Security. It's always a pleasure to have you on, Congressman. We love having you on. It's good to see you. You're a great guest. You're a straight shooter. We want to show this video. We would love your reaction to this. The sheriff of Escambia County in Pensacola, Florida, armed intruders. The sheriff released this video. Armed intruders ran away when their intended victim, a homeowner, fired back at them with a rifle. Two now arrested. Now, Congressman, this is a story that's not really being covered, how people out there are standing up and defending themselves as crime is getting worse.
Absolutely. And there's a reason that people are buying a record number of guns and people are, you know, making sure to be safer by protecting themselves, by arming themselves. Now, you know, it's everybody's right to buy a gun. I'm a gun owner myself. That's one issue. But second issue is these ultra-liberal DAs that just don't believe in law and order. It's bizarre. I don't understand what they're doing. I mean, you know, everything that's going on now, you really do wonder, are we purposely trying to destroy the country? You need law and order. You need tougher sentencing. You need people that have priors to be put in jail and then to stay in jail for a long time, and in certain violent crimes, without a doubt, to stay there a lifetime. All this new nonsense that we did of just leaving everybody out after they've committed all these horrible crimes is nuts. There are people that are left out when they've got 15 and 20 priors, and I don't mean minor ones. So, of course, people are buying guns. Of course, people are defending themselves. And, of course, it works because criminals are cowards. And if you have the right and the strength to be able to defend yourself, they're going to run away scared.
And Congressman, the other development, Starbucks and 7-Eleven, they're joining Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and Aldi, who they're shutting stores nationwide because of out-of-control crime. We've got breaking news coming in. Starbucks founder Howard Schultz, he's slamming elected officials, he says, at every level of government, saying they failed their oath to protect Americans. They've abdicated their responsibility. And Starbucks is closing 16 U.S. stores because of crime. Now you cannot buy a cup of coffee at a Starbucks store in the main train station in D.C., our nation's capital, because it was shut there. It's too dangerous to operate the store.
Absolutely. And it is. It is dangerous there. I've been there. And Liz, he's absolutely right. Elected officials have to be held accountable. And we have to have law and order. And we need to have safety. And bad people should be in jail. This is nothing complicated about this. And it's very fixable. And it's something that we can do. But we have this new woke, super left-wing stuff. I mean, George Gascon is an embarrassment. He's an utter embarrassment. I mean, if he is not removed from office, I would be shocked. I would also feel bad for the people of California. Frankly, a lot of people are moving out of California, and you can certainly understand why. How does this man think he's fulfilling the obligations of his job? He should be run out on a rail. He ought to locate himself in Venezuela somewhere.
Congressman, you know, getting back to California, to your point, the DEA announced an historic seizure of 1 million fake pills laced with fentanyl in Inglewood, California. This is the most ever. The DEA says the fentanyl is tied to an L.A. trafficking ring believed to be linked to the Mexican Sinaloa cartel. The thing is, California is a border state. This, by the way, this seizure is a street value of up to $20 million. We've got more than 107,000 Americans dying because of drug overdoses. Counterfeit Adderall, Vicodin, Percocet, and Xanax laced with fentanyl, killing teenagers and college students. So to your point about getting people growing a spine and getting a backbone and standing up and being principled and saying enough is enough. This is about the American voter, the American taxpayer who needs to be protected as well as their children.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is another, the only word I know to use is bizarre. I remember when I interviewed Mayorkas a few times on my committee and asked him, you know, what did he think about the border? What did he think was going on? And he said everything seemed to be perfectly fine. It's unbelievable that the secretary, a man in that position, could say that. Again, it almost seems as if you want to purposely destroy or hurt the country.
Are you going to impeach him? Are you going to try to impeach him?
I you know what? He's one that really maybe should be impeached. I certainly would think about it. I really look forward to the time when we're involved and really finding out why these things have been allowed.
Congressman Van Drew, it's a pleasure having you on. Have a good weekend. Come back soon.
And well, not only does America need law and order, America and its government need to adhere to the codes of protect and serve, and not state-sanctioned execution. And two people come to mind more recently, Mr. Jalen Walker and Miss Breonna Taylor. Both are in the process of being covered up. But we all know these murders were state sanctioned because they don't want to correctly prosecute the officers involved in these heinous crimes against humanity and against the black community. And yes, foundational black America, we need to continue to bear arms, just like the Constitution says. Protect ourselves at all time. At all times. That's a key solution. And we need to demand that America provide foundational black America with the ability and the tools of having our own enforcement agency. And what I mean by that, preferably, we can utilize an agency, a federal agency already in existence, and it's being underutilized, and the government is saying that they don't have funds to fund it. Why doesn't the government just assign foundational Black Americans with the proper training, credentials, and administrative knowledge? Why don't we just go ahead and take over the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, better known as ICE? And this will pretty much drive out all crime and all things that aren't supposed to be happening in our communities, not just urban ones, but in all of our foundational Black communities. So there you have it, folks. There's my solution on revealing better results for all the citizens in the United States and globally. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.
Pieces trying to keep you down, but just keep rising higher. Stay strong and fight for what is right. Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.